Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Jim Florentine later on this morning on the phone to program. We had Dr. Mina on. Check out the podcast. She's excellent. TNTRadioEmpire.com, now available on Spotify also. What are you doing this weekend, Craig? Anything special? Got big plans?
I think so.
All right. Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah. I as far as I know, yeah. I think I'll be hiding at the drag strip.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nice.
I haven't looked into that though.
You going to a football game tonight?
Yeah, I think I'm going to football games all weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to. Are your son playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
My son, nephew. We got a soccer game. I'm going, a lot of youth sports.
Oh, soccer. Oh, that sucks.
Oh, football and football.
But he's young. I mean, it's like kindergartner's running around. So entertaining.
That is kind of funny. My daughter played soccer 1 year when she was like 4, and you're right, it was kind of fun.
Controlled chaos.
Yeah, just all follow the ball. Yeah,
it's just like a herd of kids following the ball.
No passing.
No,
it's like a swarm of insects.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
The big moving rugby scrum.
Don't brag. I don't want to brag, but I'll be in Beatrice, Nebraska tonight.
But see, there you're bragging.
Yeah, I know. I hate to brag, man.
You don't want to, and then you do.
Yeah. I hate to brag.
And I will be there virtually.
Yeah. Go Wolves.
I saved that link that you sent me last week. I assume it's the same.
I'll find out today. I'll let you know. And, of course, our football teams play this weekend. Not Big Ten, but I'm going to start tailgating already.
We had football last night. Actually, a pretty good game.
And I forgot to watch that. Well, I was out last night, actually.
Here's what I don't understand about Husker fans. How they choose who they celebrate. You know, because former Huskers, they celebrate a lot of their former Huskers. And Zach Taylor is the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. Right. And you don't hear any Husker fans cheering for the Cincinnati Bengals when, in fact, a Husker coaches that team. He's the head coach.
He was a quarterback for a year during the Callahan years.
I think
years.
It's the Callahan
and
era.
And, by the way, you can keep – stop.
Is that it?
Stop bitching about the eras because there's a ton of – there's been 20 years of sucking. Right. So you've had a lot of stupid errors.
It's all spread out.
And I don't understand that either. I feel bad for ex-players that aren't celebrated at all because they played for somebody that everybody hates.
Yeah, that kid's a stud. Yeah.
Everybody loves the guy they got now, and you haven't had two losing seasons.
That guy, he's probably about
money. And he must be a pretty good coach because he got an NFL job.
Right away. He was amazing, yeah.
And he stuck with it. I think they trusted him, too, because if they didn't trust him, they wouldn't have him in charge of, you know, the franchise's big hope.
Yeah.
That once they've got Burrow in there, if they didn't think he could have it in him.
I don't know his resume. Else. Did he do any college or did he go right to being an assistant in the NFL?
I think it was a second, but I'm not sure.
Did I remember seeing him on Hard Knocks first.
I think it was
a
ladder.
When he was in like a meeting room for the quarterbacks or something.
Yeah, I think it was a ladder, Todd. I think he was actually went right to the pros.
I thought so too because I don't remember him having any college history.
Yeah, that is weird. They haven't really latched onto him. I don't know if it's the amount of time he played or how the team was when he was here or what, but he never really.
Maybe it's because the team wasn't that good.
Yeah, they never rallied around him.
When he played. I mean, there's more celebration of who's a fullback for the Browns now.
Janovich.
Janovich, yeah.
Well, that kid's from Nebraska.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe that Bengals coach, what's his name?
Zach Taylor.
Yeah. I think he was at A&M for a little while.
Oh, in the beginning?
Because Mike Sherman, the old Packers coach, is his father-in-law. And he was coaching he was coaching at A&M for a while. Right. He was on his staff.
Right. I mean, I understand why.
And I even forget who my team plays this week.
They didn't really rally around Tyronn Lue when he was coaching the
they got the
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Somebody in the NFL.
But because it was just basketball. And nobody really cares about Nebraska ball.
Well, they don't. Enough is pros. Defund the NBA.
Broncos at Steelers.
Okay.
Broncos. That's right. We got the horrible Broncos. Thank you.
Is that a Sunday game?
Yes. Yeah, noon.
Noon.
My favorite.
I hope the Steelers win.
I can stay awake for that.
I just got a text from the Lambeau-bound Cleet Blakeman.
He's there.
He's got Lions-Packers.
And no fat fans. Good for Cleet.
What's the...
What a relief.
I know.
What's the Kevin Kugler game of the week?
Philly. Eagles-Rams.
Okay.
In Philly?
Yeah.
We got to get him on a more regular basis.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Because... Is he going to go back to doing Big Ten, too? Is he going to do duty?
Oh, great question. He might not have time. And by the way, you'd rather be in the NFL than the Big Ten.
Yeah, I'm assuming Fox pays better than the Big Ten network.
You want to be in the NFL over any college.
The NFL pays better than college.
Right.
It's all under the same umbrella, remember.
You would like to think.
Oh, it is.
Fox owns a majority of Big Ten network.
That's right.
And they probably want him in the city where he's broadcasting Sunday by Saturday.
Yes.
To do the production and meetings and everything for that game.
Right. See, this is why I want to talk to him.
That's such a cool job.
Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's trappings with it, like anything else.
The traveling gets old. He even mentioned that. But now, you know.
It's got to be a dream come true.
Of course it is.
It is National POWMIA Recognition Day.
Losers and suckers, all of them.
That's what we hear.
That's what our president said.
Yeah, he doesn't like guys who get captured.
Nope.
I like soldiers that didn't get captured.
Right. He's a bad guy.
Yeah. It's Aisha Tyler's birthday today.
Oh, she's a great girl.
Lana.
She's cool with us, too.
Yeah.
She's tall. Just a tall one.
Yeah, she's like a 6-footer,
Who's older?
Could be
both. Let's do both.
Okay.
With different characters.
Okay. That works. We're wheeling Aisha.
Yes, we are. Yes.
We'd like to.
Yeah, we are going to wheel
Aisha Tyler.
And she likes
Aisha white
dudes,
Tyler too. Not us, but she likes white dudes.
Yeah, we're going to wheel Aisha Tyler here.
Okay. White nerdy dude. She used to be married to a white nerdy dude. Yeah.
Is she still?
No, she divorced.
I think she moved on from white nerdy dudes. Yeah. I understand a lot of women outgrow them.
That one specifically.
That's what I found.
Maybe she didn't throw all of them to the curb.
Maybe that's her type.
Hopefully she has a type.
It is also Jada Pinkett Smith's birthday today.
Well, Aisha's taller than Jada Pinkett Smith.
Who's older? Aisha Tyler or Jada Pinkett Smith?
Jada.
I'm going Jada.
I'm going Aisha.
I'm going Aisha.
Yeah, she seems a little more...
But I don't, once again, I'm stating the obvious, these are always pretty damn close.
She seems a little more experienced.
I think Aisha's older than you think she is.
Yeah.
I want to say late 40s for Aisha, maybe 51, 52 for Jada.
I'm going the other way
around. Isn't Jada older than Will Smith?
I don't know about that.
And I think Will's in his early 50s.
Is she? I never heard that.
I don't know.
I could be wrong. I hate to switch, because if I switch, I'll lose. So I'd rather stick with my first one and lose, and I'll stick with Aisha.
Throw another age question into the who's older.
Yeah, you did, you dumbass. Yeah, now you got me thinking. Of course, I'm the guy that said a giant shorter. I will say Aisha. You're sticking with Aisha, too?
Yep.
And you guys are both Jada?
Going Jada.
Okay.
Jada Pinkett Smith is 49 today.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I think she still might be older.
Aisha Tyler is 50 today.
Yeah!
Damn it!
Yes! Yes! Good win. God,
but Aisha's taller.
I'm so pissed that made me happy.
That was quite the celebration.
Well, I shouldn't be that happy, but it's a pandemic.
Oh, no, I was ready to blow off fireworks in a wildfire-prone area. It was that worthy of celebration.
I should not be that happy, and that depresses me now.
Also 49
depressed
today.
By your happiness?
I am depressed by my happiness.
Think how depressed we are for losing.
I know. I could be you guys.
You got totally invested and you won and you're unhappy.
Well, I
was totally invested and I lost.
I'm depressed that made me happy. That means other stuff. That means I'm not happy.
You're looking for anything to celebrate.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm surprised by that one. A lot of times I'm just guessing, but I really thought she was older.
Yeah. Well, you threw in that Will Smith thing. I think you must have been wrong.
Will Smith's got to be older than her.
Yeah.
I must not.
Yeah, I think that he is.
You talk
be
yourself,
playing close
you talked yourself out of it with your own false fact.
He's and got his own
and facts. And you almost sucked me into it.
I'm a true American.
Yes. Will Smith's 51.
Okay. Yeah.
Man.
And his birthday's coming up, too.
Remember that.
Lance Armstrong is also 49 today. Who is taller?
I think Lance is
Lance Armstrong or Aisha Tyler.
Lance is 5'11", 6 foot.
But Aisha might be 6'1".
I think so, too.
I think she's exceedingly tall for a woman.
I'm going to stick with Aisha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm inclined to do that, too.
So four Aishas, Craig.
God, if I go 0-2 on a Friday, my whole
that's
weekend
what I'm
is going to be ruined.
Right. Your whole weekend's ruined. 8:35 on a Friday morning.
I know. That's
the dangers of this game.
It is.
Yeah. We're running out of time.
Aisha Tyler is 6 foot even.
Oh, this could be a tie. Oh,
no, Craig doesn't push.
Well, you know what, though? I still think that...
He pulls.
I still think...
That's a problem I have with him sometimes, is he doesn't push.
Yeah. I still think Lance is 5'11", 6 foot, but he doesn't do pushes.
Cyclists aren't really tall.
No,
guys.
They're not. No, they're lanky, but they're not tall. But I think I remember seeing Lance Armstrong in that documentary standing around other cyclists, and he wasn't taller than them.
But they're all kind of like that Tyler Hamilton. He's like 5'6". Most of those guys are kind of tiny.
Not that short.
They're like bike jockeys.
Right, they're jockey-like.
Tell me I'm at least 1-1, Craig. I need this.
Lance Armstrong is 5'10".
Yeah! You guys are still 1-1.
Rebound.
Losers.
What a relief.
Rebound.
2-0.
Okay, stop there. I want to end on a win.
No, you're still 1-1.
Shut up.
You're still a loser.
Shut up.
You're still a loser.
Let me have this one.
Nope. That's another thing that makes me happy when somebody else loses, which also makes me sad.
No, it doesn't.
It all ends in sadness.
It all ends in sadness.
Oh, that is a
good game, Craig.
It's a game.
That was a
good
game. I like the new wheeling.
Well, it's the only way we could get.
I know. I think I like the way. I like how you pick somebody and wheel them now. Yeah, a new wrinkle in the game.
We have another death to report. Winston Groom, the writer of Forrest Gump, has passed away at the age of 77. Nobody had him in the Deadpool, so we don't have to make this determination.
I learned today that Forrest Gump was a book.
Yeah, I knew it was a book.
I didn't know that.
I knew it was a book, but I never read it, obviously.
He wrote 16 books. This is Forrest is easily the best known.
Is it a long book? Because it's kind of a long movie.
Yeah.
The novel is considerably different from the film.
How so?
Don Noble, University of Alabama professor emeritus of English and a 40-year friend of Groom's, told the Tuscaloosa News that the novel was darker and richer than the movie.
Well, relax. The movie was great.
It's only 228 pages.
In the book, Gump was not a math savant as he was in the book, and he was more of a saintly soul. The film took away Gump's size. Groom said he envisioned John Goodman playing him, along with his profanity and most of his sex life. They took some of the rough edges off, apparently.
Yeah, I can't see Goodman sprinting while his leg braces fall away.
No.
Right.
Or carrying Bubba out of the jungle while getting shot in the buttocks.
Or blown by everybody on the field in Alabama.
No.
Was this scene in it?
All right, I should probably get going. Sonia and I are supposed to go to a Brown Eyes Wide Shut party.
Jeez, I don't know what's going on with him. But I guess love does funny things to people. Look at Forrest Gump.
Hi, Forrest. I know you just got back from Vietnam and you love me, but I'm going to go run a train with this group of Black Panthers I just met.
Okay, Jenny.
Hi, Forrest. I know you came all this way to New York to visit me, but I'm going to go do blow and have sex with a bunch of stockbrokers.
Okay, Jenny.
Hi, Forrest. Now that I have the most contagious and incurable disease known to mankind, I'll finally have pity sex with you.
Okay, Jenny. And I'll mow the grass and raise the AIDS, baby.
Was that in the book?
I didn't read it.
All right.
Might have been, because they said it was a little darker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might have been.
The author got $350,000 for the rights to Forrest Gump, plus 3% of the net profit of the movie.
You got that, at least. That's cool.
Yeah, was he involved in the screen adaptation?
Not aware of that. He got 3% of the net profit of the movie, but he got into a dispute with Paramount Pictures because they told him that after the film had earned over $600 million, they still hadn't made their money back.
Oh,
is what they told him. They were still in the red after getting $600 million.
Yeah, but all these years,
yeah,
they suck.
That's ridiculous.
But he said he wasn't bitter. Later on, he said he would have preferred his version of it, but that never would have happened. He got a much better deal, apparently. He wrote a follow-up novel called Gump and Company, and they never made a movie out of that.
No.
But he got a hell of a lot of money for it, and so I guess he doesn't care anymore.
That's so messed up they didn't pay him that percentage, though.
Hey, we didn't make anything.
That sucks. Of course they made
money. It's a global...
That movie did not cost $600 million to make. And even with advancements, that movie made a fortune.
You hear that same story all the time.
People get screwed, right.
Where they say, well, yeah, it made $1 billion, right. But holy cow, you can't expect us to make a profit off that.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, who was it? It was Harry Shearer that brought some sort of lawsuit against the producers of Spinal Tap.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Because they said, like, those guys have made, like, $14 each off of
right.
that movie
right.
over so the crazy. Years. And they've said, well, we never made any money off of it.
Called classic.
Bull.
Of course they made money off of it.
Of course you made money off of that.
I bet it would be annoying to try to write the screenplay with the dude who wrote the book.
Oh, you're right.
Because he'd always
they
be like,
they want everything in the book. But
what about right. the book?
But the movie would be 6 hours long.
Yeah.
They do
no,
book.
Not in this case. It was only a 225-page book.
Yeah.
In some cases, they make it longer. Hell, they took Dr. Seuss. They took The Grinch.
Yeah,
they made that 2 hours
yeah,
long.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
They did.
And that's about an 8-page book.
Right. It's a half-hour show. 22 minutes.
That's about all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different in the book. We know.
Yeah, but then we couldn't have tracked Cindy Lou Who's progress.
Oh, yeah.
I liked the live-action version. I did.
Oh, I did, too.
I did, too. I saw it in the theater with my wife, and I was pissed because there were too many kids in the theater.
That was her name?
I said it out
Taylor
loud.
Momsen.
Taylor Momsen.
There's a lot of kids because in this Dr. Seuss movie.
I like a lot of us that grew up with the Grinch. I'm thinking, this will be a cool movie to see. And it's before the kids were born. So my wife and I went and saw the live-action with Jim Carrey. And literally, I said out loud to my wife, man, this is going to suck. There's too many kids here.
That had to be pre-kids for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Like 2000.
I saw that in the theater. Yeah.
I saw it with my kids.
Yeah, I liked it.
And Taylor Momsen went on to do some like WB show.
Yeah, I forget what the name of it was.
One of those nighttime soap operas. Was it One Tree Hill?
Maybe. But yeah, now
that was Cindy Lou?
Yeah.
Yeah, and now she's the front woman for the Pretty Reckless.
Right. I know.
Yeah,
now she rocks.
Which is crazy, I know.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Joe Buck was surprised on the air during halftime of the ball game last night, the NFL game, with the announcement that he'd been named the recipient of the 2020 Pete Rozelle Award and a place in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Was that only available on the NFL Network?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because CBS said it's Browns-Bengals. No.
Yeah.
But they've got the quarterback matchup. Everybody, Burrow's going to be a star.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. I don't get that either.
Yeah. What did they air instead?
I don't. It's, you know, every year it's like this. CBS doesn't pick it up till like week 5 or 6 or something.
Yeah, NFL wants their own network pimped for a while.
I understand that.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't have access. Right. To the NFL network.
I never got that. I never got that.
Yeah, I
had a good look at that sack, and so do you.
Hall of Fame broadcasting from Joe Buck.
Yeah. I checked Fox first, and it was the Masked Singer. And I didn't bother to check CBS.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fox had it last year.
Yeah, they did.
Fox and NFL Network.
That's the first giant sack of this game.
I saw that when they announced that he was getting this Hall of Fame thing. And then afterwards, he was gracious because he thanked everybody, right? He was like totally surprised, and he thanked Aikman and his dad and all their crew and everything. And then as they were like, the camera was on the field, but then he's like, Troy, you're like, you know, we were good friends and you're one of my best. And Aikman was like, oh.
Oh, really?
He was surprised that he was like one of his best friends.
Oh. Yeah.
Joe Buck earned a lot of cool points with us.
Joe Buck can eat a big bag of dicks.
Yeah. Because of that. Because of being on Brockmire.
No, you're right.
And just being a jackass.
I changed my opinion on Joe Buck completely.
Yeah, Fox doesn't pick up those till week 5.
Oh, Joe Buck can eat a big bag of
dicks. So Troy said, oh, really? Oh, we're friends.
I'm pretty sure that's who it was, because I couldn't really tell who was who because they weren't they weren't showing them. Yeah, but it was like, we're good friends. What am I? I think he knew they were friends, but like, I didn't think he knew he was one of his best friends. And he's like, oh man,
well, that's sad.
Aikman's like, wow, that's really lame, dude.
That's
just worked together.
He was thinking that was kind of sad.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that we were friends.
He's surprised on a national broadcast that they're best friends. Okay.
Aikman's like, well, my best friend's Emmett. I've known him longer. Yeah. Sorry.
I guess you want to come over sometime then?
I don't know where you live.
Joe Buck joins his dad, Jack, as the first father-son duo to win the Rozelle Award. Jack got it in 96.
I don't remember him calling NFL games.
No, he's just a baseball guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, I thought so.
I thought so, too.
You got the, well, no, you don't get the Pete Rozelle Award
for calling baseball.
Yeah.
For calling baseball.
No, you don't.
For the record, according to a study published in the Nature Microbiology.
Might have been real regional, Todd. And there wasn't the NFL Network. We couldn't get satellite TV.
Yeah, we didn't
then,
have a Sunday ticket at the time, so we didn't know the full slate of announcers.
Right. 64 began calling NFL for CBS following a 4-year stint of AFL for ABC. Because remember, it's the pro football. It's not the NFL.
Yeah, before my time.
Yeah. Called Bears games and switched to Dallas Cowboys games. He called the Ice Bowl.
Okay, once again, before my time.
Yeah.
Go Pack, go.
Several NFC Championship games, Super Bowl IX. Yeah.
Okay.
He did, yeah. CBS radio voice for Monday Night Football for 2 decades.
Oh, see, I didn't listen to the radio.
Well, I heard him on. Yeah, you know, when we would be driving home after a Monday Night Football party. I recall hearing him do that, so.
I do.
Most Super Bowls on the radio of any announcer. 17 Super Bowls.
Wow.
I know he called the Kirk Gibson home run.
Oh, Joe Buck can eat a big bag of dick.
Can't believe what I just saw.
The Kirk Gibson home run you didn't see?
Yeah.
That you're convinced I didn't see. Keep pushing that narrative.
I was looking for you because I saw it the other night. They were just for some reason, they were just showing that actual home run. You weren't in that area, were you?
I was.
Where the home run was hit in right field.
Up the third baseline.
Oh, they didn't.
Upper deck.
They didn't show you. Yeah.
No, they wouldn't have shown me. Yeah. I would not have been seen on camera. But I saw that group at the stands. The stands were right in front of me where the home run went.
And I if you would have been there, if you
I saw
the
people
stadium.
Standing up like they were going to catch the ball, so I knew. Because when it first came off his bat, I thought it might have been a foul ball.
Watch
from my vantage point.
Speaking of people in crowds, it's a great documentary. It's probably on Netflix. Probably saw it. It's only about a half hour, 45 minutes. This guy was suspected of murder, and he didn't do it. And he had a ticket stub from a Dodger game. He says it was a Dodger game when this guy was murdered. The ticket stub wasn't enough because we don't know.
Anybody can have the stub.
Right. The TV broadcast.
What if you found the guy who had the ticket next to him?
Yeah.
He could vouch for it.
Mm-hmm. The TV broadcast found the guy in the stands walking up the stands at about the time this guy was murdered. And it was a really, the documentary is pretty cool because they timeline it and how they figured out he was actually at the game. And if the camera didn't, it wouldn't have caught him on camera at the game. What's the name of the documentary?
Long Shot. Yeah. And it is on Netflix.
Yeah. If it wouldn't have caught him at the game, believe me, I think he was Hispanic. He'd have been in jail for it.
Were they filming Curb Your Enthusiasm or something in there?
Yes, I think
there
was that a story was it.
For that.
Yes.
Where,
that
yeah,
was
they were,
it.
Yeah. They were filming Curb.
That's right. That's how they caught him. He's walking up the stairs while Larry David's in the stands for Curb Your Enthusiasm. The documentary breaks it all out.
Yeah, that guy got super lucky.
So
yeah,
that's how they learned it was a legit alibi.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It wasn't the actual broadcast of the game. It was a broadcast of Larry David in the crowd, and this guy's walking up with popcorn beside Larry David. And, yeah, it's pretty cool. And they talked to Larry David in the documentary.
Hey, he saved that guy's life.
Yeah, saved his life completely.
Going against a prosecutor who had never lost without a reliable way to otherwise prove he was at the game, defense eventually resorted to going through Curb Your Enthusiasm footage that was filming at the game.
Check it out. It doesn't take all day. It ain't a 7-series thing. It's probably 45 minutes maybe. It's a really cool documentary. And you're right. It's one of those prosecutors that fought. You'll get pissed at this guy. I know he's there, but I don't believe, you know, those kind of guys.
The guy's just carrying popcorn up the stairs.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. Yeah.
One of those win-at-all-costs prosecutors,
yep.
Like all of them are.
Yep. But it's a really good documentary about being in a crowd. So we should get somebody on the Todd documentary. Was Todd in the crowd at the home run? And ticket stubs don't matter. Do you have the ticket stub?
No, I didn't. Lost it.
Yeah.
A likely story.
Yeah.
Lost in the divorce.
All right.
Oh, man.
No, you just lost it.
She actually said, I want your Kirk Gibson ticket stub.
No, he just lost it in boxes. Probably.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
I also had it on DVR, and then somebody gave away the DVR, and that happened to be the cassette that was in the DVR when it was given away.
The VCR?
Yeah, VCR.
All right. Yeah, but that game's everywhere now. You still get that.
Oh, yeah. I can still see it. But it would have been nice to have
Long Shot. We'll
my
call
tape.
Long Shot 2 was Todd in the crowd for the Gibson home run. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.